This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Indian Space Research Organization today successfully launched European Space Agency's Proba 3 spacecraft on board PSLV C-59 launch vehicle from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh. The PSLV C-59 lifted off at 16.04 hours from the first launch pad at the spaceport in Sriharikota range. ISRO said on social media platform X, PSLV C-59 has successfully soared into the skies. It said the mission marks the commencement of a global mission led by New Space India Limited, with ISRO's technical expertise to deploy Proba 3 satellites. Proba 3 is an orbit demonstration mission consisting of two spacecraft. Senior BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis will be sworn in as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra in a grand ceremony in a short while. The ceremony has been held at Mumbai's Azad Maidan, where Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Fadnavis and other cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, union ministers, governors, chief ministers of NDA-ruled states are scheduled to attend the ceremony, among others. The BJP-led Mahayuti coalition secured 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held state assembly polls. Mahayuti coalition comprises BJP, Shiv Sena, the Nationalist Congress Party. In Jharkhand, the Council of Ministers of the Hemant Soren-led government took oath today. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar administered the oath of office and secrecy to 11 ministers in a function at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha has 6 ministers, Congress 4 and 1 minister is from the Rashtriya Janata Dal. JMM leader Hemant Soren was sworn in as a chief minister last week. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi admired Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk's vision for Bhutan's progress and regional development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, both the countries are committed to advancing the unique and enduring partnership between India and Bhutan. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk and Queen Jetsun Pema Wangchuk reached New Delhi this morning on a two-day visit to India. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till tomorrow following opposition ruckus on the issue of Sambal violence and the BJP MP Nishikant Dubey's allegations against top Congress leaders. Earlier, before the adjournment, when the House met at 3 p.m. after adjournment, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav tried to reply on Railway's amendment bill. But opposition MPs continued the uproar and the House was adjourned for the day. During the 0 hour, Mr. Dubey, while citing a report by a French publication, said such forces are trying to derail the Indian Parliament and the country's economy. He alleged that Congress leaders, including Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, and some other opposition leaders, post such reports on the social media handles. The members from the Congress, DMK and others created uproar in the House over this and the issue of alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. Amid din, the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. In the Rajya Sabha today, discussions underway on the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024. The Lok Sabha already passed the bill in the monsoon session this year. The bill empowers the central government to make rules regulating the design, manufacture, maintenance, sale, export or import of any aircraft and to secure the safety of aircraft operations. Government today said the cost of data has reduced drastically from 269 rupees per GB in March 2014 to 8 rupees 31 paise per GB in June 2024. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Communications, Pemasani Chandrasekhar said, government has brought various reforms in telecom sector in the last 10 years and this has led to a lot of transformation. The Minister of Statistics and Program Implementation today released the results of the Annual Survey of Industries, ASI, for the period April 2022 to March 2023 in New Delhi. The survey provides valuable input to the national account statistics at the national and the state levels. Talking about the release of ASI, the Statistics and Program Implementation Minister, Rao Inderjit, asserted that it serves as a principal source in understanding the country's data landscape. And that is the end of this news bulletin.